I'm Jay Paul for Power 96 Sports. The National Hockey League will abandon the rest of the regular season and go straight into the playoffs with 24 teams instead of the normal 16. That's according to Commissioner Gary Bettman. Of course, the players and the league have agreed on a format, but the NHL Players Association has not actually approved any return to finish the season. The league and the Players Association also have to figure out health and safety protocols and solve some other issues, including where to play. The games will be held inside empty arenas at two hub cities where players, staff, and others would be housed during the season restart. And they would be between Minneapolis, Chicago, Columbus, Dallas, Edmonton, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Pittsburgh are all under consideration. The hubs would have secure arenas, hotels, and practice facilities, and there would be aggressive COVID-19 testing and protocols at each site. Commissioner Bettman also spelled out plans for the NHL draft lottery, which will determine the top three picks in the draft, the seven teams that are not in the play-in round, and the eight teams eliminated in the qualifying round are eligible to win the draft lottery. From the NBA's season, the idea of 30 teams returning for the resumption of the season in Orlando has lost momentum, but it still does have a significant lobby. Not one owner or GM has explicitly told anyone they don't want to play this season, but there are enough players on enough bad teams who've shared the idea that they don't see the value in several weeks of camp and quarantines to play 5 to 8 regular season games with no playoff potential. Major League Baseball has proposed cutting the salaries of the highest paid players in the league, with the lowest paid players taking smaller cuts from their full prorated shares in its first economic proposal to the Players Association. Sources said the highest paid players would receive less than 40% of their full season salaries, but players don't want to give more money back to the owners after a March agreement that they believe guarantees them a full prorated share of their salaries. Under that deal, players would receive slightly more than 50% of their agreed upon salary over an 82-game season. MLB has disputed that agreement, believing that the language calls for a good faith negotiation if games start without fans in the stands, which they would in early July under this deal. It's not often you see a player decommit from the Minnesota Gophers football program, but that's exactly what happened Monday, as 2021 Gophers commit Albert Regis, a defensive line recruit, decommitted from the Gophers less than 24 hours after the Gophers received two new 2021 commits. Regis, from LaPorte, Texas, originally committed to the Gophers on April 29th over the likes of Tennessee, Baylor, TCU, and others. He's been gaining major steam on the national recruiting trail lately. Many who follow football recruiting closely were seeing signs of a possible decommitment over the last week because he started taking Minnesota recruiting pictures and bios off of social media. But coach PJ Fleck will try to find a way to make Regis reconsider his decision. Sam Jackson, another 2021 recruit, has committed twice to the Gophers after needing time to confirm the Twin Cities as the place he wanted to be. Could Albert do the same? Well, I wouldn't doubt the man who gets his players to get in that boat and row. With no minor league baseball games to be played, the Pensacola Blue Wahoos are getting creative and diving into the hospitality business. The Blue Wahoos are the Class AA affiliate of the Minnesota Twins, and they play in the Southern League. And they've listed their playing site, Blue Wahoo Stadium, on Airbnb, starting at $1,500 a night, plus fees. Up to 10 guests can stay at the stadium, with 4 bunk beds and a pair of queen-sized beds available in rooms adjacent to the clubhouse. Visitors will have full access to the stadium, including the batting cages. Per the listing, guests are welcome to hit from home plate, play catch in the outfield, run the bases, enjoy a picnic in the outfield, or find other creative uses for the field. The clubhouse features 4 leather couches, 2 flat-screen TVs, a ping-pong table, padded chairs, and 2 large tables. 2 bathrooms with showers are connected directly to the clubhouse. There are 2 more flat screens and a kitchenette in the bedroom. A Blue Wahoos staff member will remain on site throughout your stay to answer questions and provide security. The Blue Wahoos are co-owned by professional golfer Bubba Watson. Sports, news, local information, the shopping show, live streaming of our on-air signal, and more can be found on our website, kqprfm.com. And we're also on Twitter and Facebook. Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports.